procedure. Then a pizza was cut for a ham. Then it was pizzas cut for a bacon. It was laid aside and salted. And then the scrap meat was ground up into sausage.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, I had to get the horse cleaned up. My job was that, and the horse ride to town, which is from High Hill to Schulenburg, get us, I don't know how many pounds of beef.
Uh-huh.
And Daddy used to pork and beef and make the sausage.
Oh.
He put too much beef in them, made the sausage too dry.
Oh.
Anyhow, that was it, and it was all ground up, get a hand mill for grounding it up.
Uh-huh.
It was seasoned, and then we had a utensil for filling it up, and we had like a cider mill, sort of a large press, and you fasten the intestine on your spout and then turn it handle, and then that forced the meat into your intestine. You had to wake it so get it all even up, and
oh,
and certain length it had, and then it was tied up.
Uh-huh.
And it was tricky tying up that too, you had to know how.
I guess so.
And then it was put in the smokehouse and smoked for several days. The ham and the bacon and the sausage.
Uh-huh. Did you put spices in the sausage?
Well, it was some seasoning, but what all was used, I couldn't tell you. Besides salt and pepper, I couldn't tell you. But that reminds me of when we lived in Lubbock, after we got there, the people were slavers for the first few weeks. They slaughtered a big hog, and Daddy picked up the seasoned meat.
Uh-huh.
And the lady at the house, she thought he hadn't seasoned again. Talk about a salted sausage. So he had it.
Oh, it was salted.
Oh.
I never will forget that.
That's terrible. Oh, let's see. What did you do with the head? What did you do with the hog's head?
Well, I was calling mid-head cheese out of it.
What's that?
Well, I don't know how the stomach was cleaned out, too.
Uh-huh.
And it was used for a container. And the head cheese, certain parts of the jowl was good meat, and ears, and the parts of your heart and then the liver and the kidney and the all this, what they call it, it's called organ meat nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And there was and the tongue, it was all cooked in the pot out there and cut into short chunks and put in that stomach and sewed up, and then it was boiled.
Huh.
And then it was put between two boards and heavy rock on top of it. Gee, it made a pressure. The German word for that is called presswurst. That's the English word for that.
Uh-huh.
It's something like, then you had another thing was made called head cheese. In German called it Zulz. I didn't like that at all.
Called what?
In the room.
What's it called in German?
Zulz. Zulz. Zulz.
Uh-huh.
That's the real head cheese. I never did care for it. I didn't. I refused to eat it.
Uh-huh.
And then we made liver sausage too. Using liver and other ingredients for making liver sausage.
Uh-huh.
That was all right, but I didn't like it either.
Hmm.
So, lots of things. But I can eat anything I wanted, but lots of things I don't like.
Yeah. I don't think I much care for the head cheese either.
No, you're not, if you never ate that, you're not missing anything.
Yeah. Sounds like it'd be real strong taste.
Yeah, too much of waste meat put in there. I don't think much of it, so yeah. I refuse to eat it.
Yeah.
And Daddy was crazy about stuff like that. But
huh.
You can have my part.
Yeah, really. He eats yours too.
I mentioned a while ago, my wife's mother, she made blood sausage. That was pretty good.
Was it?
Then she made another concoction. These pieces of meat on the side of your rib cage, it's called Canadian bacon today.
Oh.
Yeah, but they used to, there's a net around your intestines and your body that was wrapped around, then that was cured like a ham. That was used for breakfast eating.
Huh.
In other words, we use that like we use Canadian ham today.
Uh-huh. What do you call it?
We call it Schwitschka, the Bohemian word.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, even people know that. The German people don't know that.
Yeah, because they don't use it anymore.
They don't use it, no.
Yeah,
like I said a while ago, food preparation, it's everybody, every country, every area has a different way of doing this, using the same food.
Uh-huh.
Different. I like the way the Swedish fix their food. Used to have a Swedish restaurant there. That was delicious.
Hmm.
And reasonable, too. For a dollar, you could get a good meat. Of course, it was 15 years, 12 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Today,
yeah. It was here?
No, in Houston.
Oh,
here in a small town, you have nothing like that.
Yeah, that's true. If you let butter sit too long, it tastes funny. What would you describe the taste?
But it's just too long?
Yeah, butter.
Oh, butter, rancid.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice from hogshead cheese or liver sausage and stir it up with corn?